Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
The expansion and renovation of Central College's P.H. Kuiper Gymnasium is part of the Forever Dutch initiative. What's it all about? Let's go in depth with Central College Athletics Director and Head Wrestling Coach Eric Van Clay. So Eric, big changes here.
Yeah.
It's great expansion.
Yeah, very, very exciting. You know, we've taken a wonderful building that served us extremely well since 1969 was when the original building was built. And over the last couple of years through fundraising and then construction, we're able to add the renovation part of the building of adding 36,000 square feet and also redoing the whole mechanical system of the building. So it was a building that has served us well over the years and that we see continuing to serve us well, but with maybe an added facelift of added space and a new mechanical system to keep the building going.
Would you mind giving me a tour?
Yeah, absolutely. That sounds great.
All right.
So these, when you see the brick here, Bob, that was the old building. There were two elevated walkways. That was the old building. So everything you see from there on out, the south atrium lobby, one of the things that we are very, very intentional about is we wanted it to be extremely warm, very energizing when people came into the building for the first time, be it college students, be that community members, be that visitors from other teams, that when they walked in, there was definitely a first impression of Central and excellence, and I think this atrium really accomplishes that.
Well, great light.
Yeah, beautiful light. Very open air. Much different than what the building was before in this aspect of it when they're, you know, just a different construction period, obviously, in the late 60s. But very, very open air, great light. We use this oftentimes for our check-in, either for camps or recruiting days or welcome days at Central. But beautiful setting to welcome people to this facility.
I think they're touring some students around today, and I saw a mom stop and take a snapshot as I was coming in.
Yeah, it really is. You know, it has lends some opportunities for that. At the same time, you know, it's kind of a place that really recognizes both our past and our present. So on one hand, we have our trophy case and some pictures of our 11 national championships. On the other hand, you look right across the space in the atrium and some of our current student athletes in our current sports. So we think it's really blended. The history and tradition of everything that Central College is, but at the same time has really energized it for the future. So as we go down this hallway, Bob, once again, the brick is the part of the old building hallway, and to the left is all part of the new building. So you see continued graphics, pictures of all of our current athletic teams that we think really highlights them and provides some energy to the space. Also, just from a practical perspective, much, much more additional space to use for all of our athletic teams, various student events, and things like that. So that's something that's really, you know, really been a shot in the arm for our overall athletic department and school as a whole with this added addition.
Well, and great graphics.
Very, very nice graphics. That's something we've done recently. So the first specific space that I'll highlight here is our wrestling center. Our previous wrestling room had been used for over 30 plus years. It was originally built for 18 to 20. 3 years ago, we had 52 student athletes in the wrestling program from 14 different states. So just something we'd very simply outgrown. This new facility is built for 50 to 55, a little over double the size space of our previous facility. Also, with the added space, bleachers, things like that, we can use it for some academic classes, you know, that may be at a yoga class or a stretching class where they just need, you know, space and some mats to do stuff like that on. obviously also a big thing for recruiting, that we can bring bring other teams in for one of our practice or for a camp or a clinic and really be able to utilize it for those purposes.
Well, it's huge. I know now why you call it a wrestling center
rather than
a wrestling room.
It is. You know, and one of the things that we've also done, and you'll see this example in other spots of the new addition, very high on the technology side of things. So you'll see flat screens in here. The stereo system in here is run via a phone, via Bluetooth, which is I guess, more fitting of today's teenagers that we're recruiting, and just a significant upgrade of what we had before.
When bleachers for people to come and watch.
Exactly. Bleachers for people to come and watch. Alumni day opportunities that really help us out a lot.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the Forever Dutch campaign with Central College Athletics Director and Head Wrestling Coach Eric Van Clay.
The next space directly beside the wrestling center is our student lounge. The student lounge is a space that we really wanted to be very, very multi-purpose. Be it a hangout space, be it a place where students, not just student athletes, but all of our students could come. You know, once again, a west-facing window with a lot of natural light, but multiple outlets to plug in a cell phone, to plug in a laptop, very versatile furniture to be able to move around for different things, and a space that really gets used by a lot of our students.
Well, great. They could come here, study. They could be by themselves with headphones on or work in groups.
And we often see that happening literally within an hour or two. You know, that student may do exactly that thing. You know, they come down to this facility. Exercise science is one of our bigger majors. So they come down to this facility because they may have a class and they've got an hour or two to kill before they have a practice in the afternoon. And they study for an hour or do a group project and then transition to just some hangout time. So very, very multi-purpose space that we'll use for a lot.
And a couple of screens for presentations or whatever you need.
Yep, exactly. So from here, we'll head down to our new locker room space. One of the fun facts, Bob, that people in our community may or may not be aware of, when this facility, the Kuiper Athletic Complex, was originally built in 69, Central College had 200 student athletes on eight teams, all of which were male. So history lesson or something that our listeners may be aware of, Title IX and really the integration of female athletic programs came in 1972, of which Central was one of the most influential schools in the country as far as adding female programs. But when this facility was built, was 3 years before Title IX ever came about in 72. So our old locker room facility was built for eight male athletic programs. Currently, we have 19 athletic programs on the women's and men's side and 650 student athletes. So essentially, our locker room needs over time have tripled, and that's exactly what this space has done. So our new locker room space, so we'll take a quick walk through. The new locker room space is triple the size of our old locker room space. Will be used by both our female and male programs throughout the year as we're continuing to work on the renovation aspect or renovation fundraising for the next space. But ample space for all of our programs throughout the year, just a much, much more modern look. Also some practical perspectives with it, ventilation systems to keep the smell out and keep things from getting a little bit stinky, and also, you know, skin infections, things like that. We've also built in another multi-purpose lounge here for our teams to use that we can use for film sessions, individual, you know, group sessions, or just once again hanging out. But much, much more contemporary, added showers, added restrooms to get students in and out after practice or over to a class, and much more updated in the appearance.
Well, and there's lots of room. I remember locker rooms where we didn't have any room to move, hardly, all crammed in there together.
Exactly, and I give people the example of a simple practical example that directly applies to our students, both our women's and men's old locker rooms, each one has roughly 4 to 5 shower heads in there. So you know, when you're talking about a soccer program, a 30 to 35, or a football program that's 120, it takes a little bit of time to get through with 4 to 5 heads. You know, here you're talking about 20 plus shower heads, so much, much easier to get them through. As we walk out of the locker room, next thing that we see, brand new restrooms for both our women and men. Same thing, about triple the size of what our old restroom count was. So those who are coming for a Central Dutch basketball game or for a special event here, we kept all of the old restrooms and then added new ones. We also added a family restroom for those who have young ones, and just really made it much more modern and accessible for our fans and visitors.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Another thing, Bob, is we go through this that we take great pride in at Central College is we have a lot of older fans in the community that are very loyal and dedicated. We actually did have an elevator that was essentially tucked behind a closet in the back part of the building. Now we have an elevator that is within 5 feet of the entrance directly when somebody walks in. So much, much more accessible, be it for those that are handicapped or that just need a little bit of additional assistance. That's something we wanted to be very, very user-friendly for, and adding that elevator right in the front area of our atrium, and then drops down to the lower level of our lobby.
And framed by Central gear and
yep.
NCAA trophies.
Yep, exactly. The lower level lobby, named after the Pasha family lobby is what we've referenced it now, essentially triples the amount of multi-purpose space that we can use both for Central events and also community events. We use this space for potlucks after a game, for concession area between inside events, camp check-in, other special events. We had youth tournaments throughout the summer, youth basketball tournaments that were in this space. So this area literally tripled in size of what we have. Once again, you see the screens and technology very present of what we can do. Also added a brand new concession area. Our previous concession area, we can kind of chuckle about it now, but it was literally 2 fold-up tables was our concession area. Now much more expansive concession stand area for, once again, all of our inside special events, be them athletic or otherwise.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the Forever Dutch campaign with Central College Athletics Director and Head Wrestling Coach Eric Van Clay. Flexibility of space,
yes.
Openness is
yes.
Sort of a key theme I see.
It is very, very multi-purpose, and I think part of that, and Central College has just such a long-standing history and tradition in their relationship, or I would even use the word partnership with the community of Pella. We really looked at this additional space as not just how could it better help our athletic programs, or even a little bit more, how could it just help Central, but how could we have very multi-purpose spaces that could serve a variety of aspects in the community and really be an added asset to our overall community in addition to the Central community.
Okay, so there's some functionality that somebody in the community, say one of our larger businesses, might be able to come
absolutely.
In and
absolutely, absolutely. Be that business, be that special events, be that our youth and youth community sports opportunities. We have a long-standing partnership with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes Camp over the summer that has roughly 300 to 400 students that come in. Just an example of things that we can do with that. Central has a long-standing scholarship dinner that we hold in the spring that we hold in our gym. Always was a special event, but just a little bit crowded and a little bit tight, you know, be that for that event or other corporate events, just some added space and flexibility to service those.
That's sort of a new direction to continue the integration into the community that Central's always done.
Absolutely. And that's where I say, you know, it was the Central College was started by the community of Pella, essentially, and that's something that partnership or that role, I don't know that we've ever forgotten that, but I think there are times where we've been more strategic or less as far as really embracing that. And I think with a facility like this that, you know, is named after, you know, one of our founding fathers in the Kuiper family, We really, really took that very seriously of continuing with that partnership, that relationship, and planning accordingly to have something that the entire community could really, really utilize and be enhanced by. So as we transition, Bob, from the new space to the current existing part of the building, this is where the excitement really continues for us, that we're not done yet. As we go from what we call the expansion phase, the next phase that we're going after as part of the Forever Dutch renovation is, or the Forever Dutch initiative is the renovation part of the building. And the renovation part of Forever Dutch initiative in this building is basically a total gut job of the rest of the building. So our old locker rooms get upgraded for our student athletes. We also add approximately 25% to 30% more athletic training room space. That allows us to both better serve our student athletes and the academic component. And that's really what you see in these hallways here by the athletic training room area. We actually repurposed some of these office space to add athletic room training space on both sides of the hallway. Really upgrade our current athletic training room space, and that's something that we've used both for our student athletes and also our athletic training majors. So when you come in here, a little bit crowded, a little bit tight. We have a half wall that's really not serving us well, and we open some of this up by knocking some walls out and really getting a much more multi-purpose space for our athletic training majors and also our student athletes. Along with that renovation phase, we continue to focus on the student athletes with the locker room space, the athletic training. We also have additional conference room areas for meetings with our student athletes, film room. We have a couple suites upstairs that would overlook the gym that we can use for recruiting suites. We can also use for other special events, be that alumni or businesses in the community. So really continuing that flexibility with the renovation phase in the rest of the building, and excited to continue to fundraise for that and push that initiative forward.
Okay, so you're doing this wisely, yeah, in segments,
yep,
moving slowly,
yep,
doing some funding. It's clear you've got a great, well, I mean, the great path started generations ago.
Absolutely.
And you're just building on it.
Absolutely. And I once again think, you know, Central's had a history and tradition of being very, very good stewards with the funds that we've raised, and that money has been given by families and different corporations, and we're really continuing with that. One of the things that we take great pride in with the Forever Dutch initiative of letting people know we're not going at all into debt on this. All of this is paid for by fundraising dollars. The speed and pace of this next part of Forever Dutch will all be based on our donor dollars. So when we have money to do parts of the project, we move forward, and if we don't, we keep working at it. The other exciting thing that we tell all of our students is not one penny of that is taken from student fees or from tuition or anything like that. It's all been very, very generous donors, community members, alumni that have really looked at this Forever Dutch initiative as an opportunity to pay it forward for the experiences that they had or their families had. And I think that's a wonderful aspect of Central College in this community.
Thanks to Eric Van Clay for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.